Kurt Roper, the offensive coordinator from Duke, is up next. We will hear from him, and then we will take another time out.
And Kevin and Sharon Lamb have been great to my wife, Britt, and I. It's been a great 24 hours. It's been fast, but it's been a great 24 hours. Excuse me. One of the first things people ask you, why are you a football coach? Why do you coach? Well, I was fortunate enough to get a scholarship to go play football at Rice University in 1991 for Coach Fred Goldsmith, who I'm assuming a lot of people know is an Arkansas man. I practiced. We got there, and we had our spring, our fall camp. Went for about a month, and I started out as a quarterback and threw it like I'm right-handed, but I threw it like I was left-handed. So they moved me to defensive back after about a week of practice. And so I worked there, and at the end of our first fall camp getting ready for the season, Coach Goldsmith brought me into his office, and he said, "Hey, Kurt, you really need to think about what you're going to major in because it's going to be important. I don't think your football career is going to last very long." So I went and met with our academic advisor, and I said, "Hey, I got to find out something to do here. It's coming quick." So she put me in classes like calculus and economics, and shoot, I was fired up. I was ready for it. I was studying and working and grinding to be a businessman. And I first econ test comes up, and I go in and I'm taking it, and shoot, I'm feeling good about it. Well, the next week, when the professor brought me into his office and said, "Hey, I hope you're a good football player because I'm not sure this business stuff is going to work," I decided I needed to be a coach. And I think I found the calling. No, really, the reason I'm a football coach is my dad is here, and my mom and my older brother's here. The reason I'm a football coach, from the time I can remember, all I wanted to do was be like my dad. That's all I wanted to be. And he's the best Coach Roper in the family. My little brother works on our staff, too. There's really only one Coach Roper, and it's him. And we're fortunate to, or I was fortunate to grow up with him and learn how to be a coach by him. My mom was my rock. She's here. My dad, obviously, we're not around much. And my mom was my rock. She was awesome and taught me right and wrong and how to live. And so she was awesome. My older brother sitting over there, he made me tough. You know, he was mean. It was hard growing up with an older brother. So I got whipped a bunch, you know, in whatever sport we played. But it's special having my family here. It means a lot to me. They live in Fayetteville, and it's great to have them. My wife, I hit the wife lottery. And everybody knows what that means. I got lucky. It was unbelievable. It's unbelievable how great she is. And like I said, it can't be better. We have two great kids that we just have a great family. And I couldn't be luckier. And she lets me obviously stay a boy and play a game. And I'm not around much. And she does a great job. And I love her. And it's been awesome. You know, thinking about our staff, I was the one selected, but there's so many people deserving on the Duke football staff. And really starts with our head coach. He is the guy with the vision. He's the one that really understands how to put a program together and develop, a winning team. And that's what we're becoming at Duke. But I've been fortunate with Coach Cutcliffe to be with him a long time, and he's taught me how to be a quarterback coach, how to prepare an offense, and I'm lucky that way. But the rest of our staff, the offensive staff, has been outstanding to work with for 6 years now. I've been fortunate. My little brother is on that staff with me, and you just don't get that very often, and so it's special. And the defensive staff, Coach Knowles and his group have been outstanding. I mean, they went against some outstanding teams in our league and non-conference games that aren't easy, and they've done a great job. So I feel fortunate and blessed and honored to be the Duke representative. That's really what I feel like. But this really all goes back to players. The reason we coach is because the players give us an opportunity to coach. You know, we say we're always trying to help players better, and we are. That's our responsibility as coaches. But the players do so much for us as coaches. It's unbelievable. And I thank them all the time. Thank you for getting up and lifting weights. Thank you for doing what you're supposed to do in the classroom. Thank you for getting that extra treatment. Thank you for watching more film. Thank you for putting your body on the line every day so we can coach. We're the ones that can't turn it loose. We're the ones that can't walk away from a game, and these players all across the country allow us to do what we love to do. And so I've got a great group of guys. I really do. I've never been in a more special room than the whole offense, but specifically with the quarterbacks. You know, we've had some injuries this year, and they don't miss a beat. When Anthony Kinnett went down in the second quarter of the second game, and Brandon Kinnett, who was going to be an H-back for us, had to step in and be the starter, it was unbelievable how he just went about it. And he had prepared himself. He's the one that got himself ready to play the game. And then we're getting ready to play Navy, and Anthony's still recovering from a shoulder injury, and they're running off the field together, and Anthony trips Brandon. Brandon falls and sprains his ankle and can't walk. And Anthony's still not healthy. And they started calling Anthony Tonya Harding, and I'm thinking, wait a second. You know, we're just trying to win football games. So Brandon starts warming up in the next game, and to his credit, he says, "Coach, I think I can go, but I'm not going to be great. You need to let Anthony start and be the player." And that's the kind of guys I'm around all the time. So I'm just blessed to be at Duke, blessed to be coaching with the guys that I'm coaching with, and blessed to have the players. Coach, again, thank you for having me here. It's special. And shoot, I've enjoyed it. Arkansas has been great to us. People have been great to us. And just like I say, honored to be a part of this process. Thank you all.
All right, that is Kurt Roper and Chris Kane. I don't know if the vote's already in, so the speech has no bearing, but I would say we have a speech winner so far.
So far we do. Still have a couple left. But